Alhamdulillah. First of all, we are grateful to Allah Most Generous, who has given us His mercy and blessings, that He has allowed us to gather and assemble for His remembrance. SubhanAllah. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one Sunnah Sharifa, one honorable Sunnah. Obviously, for this practice, we are using the word Azim, great, because it's a great Sunnah, and there's a reason. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's every Sunnah is Azim, great. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his honorable tariqah, his honorable method, Sunnah Sharifa, one example of it was, one practice was that for one human being to love another human being. This was one honorable Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For one person to love another person, to love each other. This is a very great Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If this specific Sunnah, if we do amal on this, if we practice this, then Alhamdulillah, today our whole society will become a brilliant society. Our environment, society will become beautiful and harmonious. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's every Sunnah gives us the complete deen. So we love, without love there is no progress. But there are different reasons to love. A person loves another person in that there is obviously an objective, a reason. That a person loves somebody maybe due to his deeds, maybe due to greed for wanting something, maybe the beauty of that person, he loves that person. Maybe there's a relationship, a relative, he loves him for that purpose. These are all reasons for loving one another in society. But the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his sunnah, love for his sunnah is such a, the sunnah practice of loving others, this is such a sunnah action that in that love, it is so deep rooted, full of sincerity, that it can never break. The connection can never break. SubhanAllah. So this point that we're discussing, that other forms of love are temporary, a relationship can break down, the love ends. If the reason that people are together finishes, that love finishes. But this love that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, may Allah Ta'ala develop that in our hearts, that love should become so strong that sincerity should come into it. There should be no other reason for loving each other except sincerity. Follow the sunnah and see how society then gels. That if somebody else has difficulty, will you sit silent? Most definitely you will help that person because you love that person. If someone is in distress, will you not help that person? Because you've got love, you'll help that person. So this is the Islamic society. This is the Islamic methodology, alhamdulillah, amongst us. Where's this come from? The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable method, tariqah, sunnah. We attain the whole deen from there. Call it sunnah, sharia, tariqah, method. Call it his blessed habit. All of it is the same thing. The same thing, alhamdulillah. So the real love, genuine love, is where people have sincerity towards each other. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was present and some people were sat. This hadith in Tirmidhi, and as in Abu Dawood as well, I think it's narrated, this hadith. So one individual, he passed by in front of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those people who were sat with Rasulullah SAW, he requested amongst them, in front of them, the Prophet of Allah SAW, this man who's just passed by in front of you, that I love this person for the sake of Allah. Somebody who said that, he said that. So the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam focused on his statement, paid attention and said that you love him for the sake of Allah. He said, yes. And have you told him this? He said, no, I haven't said this to him. Then Rasulullah said, go and tell him. Share that love with him. Express your love with him, that I love you for the sake of Allah. SubhanAllah. So that sahabi, he went immediately to the other person who walked by and said that, "I love you for the sake of Allah." Immediately he responded, he replied that due to Allah, due to him you love me, then Allah, he also will love you due to this action of yours, due to this love of yours. So for the sake of Allah, when you love somebody, brothers, for the sake of Allah, it's such a strong connection, strong love. Alhamdulillah, it can never break. Remember this. Remember this. So the love, the relationship that the Holy Prophet is referring to, that amongst us we should develop such bonds of love. In reality, it's that love which the Prophet is referring to, the love for the sake of Allah. If we develop that, if we create that, then that love between us will never break, never end. And the consequence of that love is just like from this hadith, we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then starts to love those people as well. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. As a Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, great companion, he stated in hadith, this is also in Tirmidhi and Ahmad, this hadith, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it is wajib, compulsory for me to love that person. Ajib, beautiful. Allah Ta'ala is saying, it's wajib for me, compulsory for me to love that person who for my sake loves other people. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah is saying this. It's wajib for me to love that person, Allah says, who for my sake, Allah says, for my sake, he loves other people, and for my dhikr he gathers together with others and they remember me. Subhanallah. It's wajib, Allah says, for me to love those people. This is hadith. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So all of these hadith, the result that we attain, the essence of these hadith, alhamdulillah, point number one is to do amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the first point. If we want deen, number two is on the honorable sunnah, sunnah sharifa. That we say we love, but we love lots of people in the world which break down. But this is such a continuous love that should continue until Qiyamah. What love is that? Loving somebody for the sake of Allah. Developing love for the sake of Allah. This is what we should aim for. Third point, alhamdulillah, the hadith has informed us, taught us, that for the sake of Allah to love someone, what is the methodology? How does the love develop in the heart? How do we bring that love for other people for the sake of Allah? Main point is this. How do we develop love for others for the sake of Allah? That, for example, if I want to love somebody X, Y, Z for the sake of Allah, this hadith has told us that when you gather together and do the dhikr of Allah, then that love for the sake of Allah will be instilled in you. It will be instilled in you. When you sit, the hadith states clearly, the detail. It's wajib, Allah says, compulsory, that those people who love me and who gather together, assemble together to do my dhikr, it's wajib for me to love those people or that person. So the halakas of dhikr are giving us good news, alhamdulillah. Such great news, such a great thing we attain, that when we sit down in the gathering, we'll do dhikr together. Look at the rewards we attain. Number one, our love between each other will develop for the sake of Allah, subhanallah. And automatically this will come. The Sufis, the true Sufis, they have such love for each other that if you go and see the environment of the Khanqah, such love is created. In other words, you see that a person, he comes to the Khanqah, he comes from one town to the Khanqah, his town is different, his language is different, his dialect is different, his habits are different. We've seen this, I've seen these things with my eyes. Soon as he comes and enters into the Khanqah, Hazrat Sahib's Khanqah, they would arrive. Then every man would go and meet him, shake his hand, and be ready to sacrifice everything of his for that person, for that guest. I have experienced this myself, observed this myself. Then the guest is ashamed. Where have I come to? And he doesn't know why he's come, but he doesn't know about the environment of the Khanqah. But Allah Ta'ala, when he has developed that love in the heart amongst the people, he attains them. So in such halakas, gatherings, dhikr, majalis, Khanqahs, such a beautiful environment is developed that even if you have hundreds of thousands of relatives, they cannot give you the love that is developed between the students who do dhikr together. You will see that person in your dream. When you meet him, you will help him. Shaitan khair is present. Nafs is present. They do their work, they create enmity and differences. But even if there is a little bit of a difference or enmity, but the next time, second, third time when they sit in the halaqah, then love develops again and recreates again and comes about again. So the dhikr of Allah, look at the ni'mas that attained Allah Ta'ala. He creates love amongst the hearts of the people, and when love develops, all the enmities disappear. Just like Allah Ta'ala seated us here, gathered us, we're sat far apart, but Allah Ta'ala's name, the power of it is very strong indeed. We made these distances, haven't we? I say Alhamdulillah, in the dunya, wherever people are gathered, and in this gathering, they will get the affairs and the blessings and the of mercies of this name, just like we are seated together. So distance doesn't make any difference. Doesn't matter how far they can make us sit together and apart. But the name of Allah, the love that develops, the taste, is a current. It's a current, in a, like in a wire, that if a person wants to attain that blessing, due to the barak of Allah's name, Allah Ta'ala instills that emotion amongst the hearts of the people. Ask you a question. You will have experienced this yourself today when you got the text or the message that today we will do dhikr. Were you happy or not? Tell me. Were you happy or not? Tell me the truth. Were you happy or not? Was there rejoicing? Allahu Akbar. Some brothers, maybe the tears came from their eyes. Dhikr again today. Is this not the case? There would be no individual who did not have the happiness, because the love and the happiness pulled you in. So what was this for? For the dhikr of Allah. For Allah's rumors. And believe me, we sat down, even though we sat in a different way, but Alhamdulillah, such a beautiful feeling has aroused and come about, such love, that after seeing you, my heart is happy, Alhamdulillah. My heart is happy. After many days we've met. What is this love? The same love that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the hadith, as a Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhum, that the Quran is truth, the hadith are truth. The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, their tongues, their statements are truth. Everything is truth. Today we are, if we become those who implement, we'll attain all the benefits. So today this man's my enemy. He doesn't love me. To attain muhabbat, love, that we do many other actions. We do amliyat and ta'weez. I want to love this person. Husband and wife, ta'weez, go to the magician. But love is a very high achievement. Allah's told us the root. You love me, Allah says. If you love me, then all of the creation will love you. All of the creation will love you. So brothers, dhikr of Allah has a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings, even if you're on your own, whether you're in a gathering, walking, sleeping, wandering, journeying. Allah's name is so much barakah that beautiful emotions and feelings are developed. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, it creates the love for Allah. When Allah Ta'ala's love is created, then Allah loves the individual, the dhakir, subhanAllah. When Allah loves that person, where is that created? In amongst the gathering of dhikr, halaqa of dhikr. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد نبينا وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا ومننا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وآله أصحابه أزواجه ذريته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.